Huggy Low Down.
Sure minimize a brother's progress, right? I'm just trying to eat. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
You know it is.
Skip Cheatham.
Yeah.
AKA Skeezes. AKA Skiminem. AKA Skindrick Chamar. What up, Tom's light skin, next of kin fill in.
What's going
and the
on?
The brother who coined the phrase, if you can't beat him, cheat him.
Yes.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
How are you doing on this melodious Monday?
Fabulous, thank
you. You sexy, smart mofo.
Oh, bless you.
The spiritual advisor of the morning show. The oracle of radio. You still have that tattoo of Copernicus on your thigh?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And the sister who coined the phrase, what good is a book if you don't take a look?
Thank you.
J. Anthony Brown.
What up,
Hug? The next to the hottest working man on radio, the hit muttering maestro, the world-renowned Negro Diego, the brother who lost every single fight to temptation of the Caucasian persuasion, and the brother who coined the phrase, once you go black, make sure his last name Brown. And that was a whole lot of upfront filler, wasn't it?
Yeah, man.
But how y'all feeling? Because I'm feeling very thankful this morning.
Okay.
And Sybil, I'm thankful for family, friends, and the fans who listen every day and who came out this weekend to see me and Chris Paul at the Dayton Funny Bone in this cold-ass weather. Man, it was damn near 19 degrees in Dayton. Shake-a-day. Who knew?
Who knew?
Sybil, it was so cold in Dayton, I passed gas in the parking lot,
uh-huh.
And it didn't thaw out until I walked in a comedy club 5 minutes later. I was like, what the fetter? Who cut the cheese? Shake-a-day. It was so cold in Dayton, I had on long johns, Spanx, and a condom, Sybil. I wasn't trying to feel no drafts out there to make it thick. Skip Sybil J, it was the type of cold weather that make your lips ash up. Oh, had us looking like three frozen margaritas in the face. Oh, and I'm also thankful my Redskins didn't play yesterday. Yeah, that was a prolonged ass whipping, wasn't it? They play tonight. Let's hope they get it right.
Okay.
Hey, I heard Taylor Swift won a couple of American Music Awards last night.
Yeah.
Jesus, where was Kanye?
I know, right?
Because I'm sure if he was in attendance, he would have rode his Bound 2 motorcycle up on stage and snatched them awards from Taylor swiftly and gave them to the rightful winner, who just so happened to be his baby mama, Kim Kardashian. But I did get a chance to see J-Lo's tribute to Sailor Cruz.
Yes.
Man, J-Lo's thicker than Texas toast. She made me want to Conrad Murray myself. And did y'all hear Dr. Conrad Murray talking about him and Michael were so close that he held his penis every night to fit a catheter because he was incontinent?
Yes.
Is he Dr. Conrad Murray or Dr. Phil Franks? Skip Sybil J, he's lucky he didn't talk that shiggity while he was in jail.
I know.
Because he would have had a lawn waiting outside his cell like it was Black Friday. I'm putting him on my list because he's trying to set us up for a book, Sybil.
You sound like it.
I can see it now. Conrad Murray's new book called If I Can Pee Like Mike.